This is the World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Inspiration can strike at any time, in any place. For some, it's a getaway to a scenic destination. For others, maybe it's found in the hallways of an art gallery or on the shelf of a library. For Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones, it was a visit to a hospital for an emergency appendectomy. It led to a fever dream that helped bring their new album to life. With that scene setting the stage, The Alien Coast is a dramatic departure for the 8-piece soul band from Birmingham, Alabama. The foundation of the group remains, but they've added psychedelic and stoner rock influences. It's a grittier sound, and that lends itself to The Alien Coast's theme of isolation. We'll talk with Paul about not being afraid to branch out and try new things, and why the band will go along with his wild ideas. Plus, as the group celebrates their 10th anniversary this year, Janeway has a few ideas as to what's kept them together and successful. Our chat happens in just a moment, but first, a performance of Minotaur. It's St. Paul and the Broken Bones on World Cafe.
Smelling in the room.
That's St. Paul and the Broken Bones, recorded live, a performance of Minotaur. You can find it on the new album, The Alien Coast. My guest today is Paul Janeway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. This is The World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Paul, so nice to meet. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back, for sure.
It's not often I get to say a song was inspired by a painting from Pablo Picasso, but the song we just heard, Minotaur, was, if I'm not mistaken. Can you talk about the connection between the piece of art and the song that you wrote?
With Picasso, he referred to himself as like a Minotaur. But I just thought it was just a really interesting concept, like this this maybe creature within that we're kind of scared will show its ugly face. And then I also thought it must be incredibly lonely for a Minotaur because they're stuck in a maze and they're just waiting to come and destroy somebody. And it's a really kind of sad existence. And I thought, it's a weird thing to talk about, but here we are. We wrote a song about it. And what's weird for me is I don't find a ton of inspiration at times, like artistically, from music. Mm-hmm. So I usually try to find it from other mediums, and paintings have been one, performance art, things like this, just other things that kind of get the wheels turning. I don't know why that is, but that's just, that definitely is the case for this record.
I was a little hard pressed to think of the last time that we had an artist on where it felt like visual art played a part in the inspiration of the music. Is that fair to say?
Oh, 100%. Really what it is I'm just trying to convey to people that I'm not a dumb redneck from Alabama. I think that's really what I'm trying to tell people subconsciously. No, I mean, yeah, there's a painting by a Spanish artist, Bermejo, who did a painting called St. Michael Triumphs Over the Devil, and it's in the National Gallery in London, and it's this beautiful, crazy painting, but the devil is horrifying. It's got like beady red eyes and sharp teeth and looks like an industrial revolution kind of mechanical devil. And it's a really beautiful piece, but I was kind of the concept of this record being kind of like a fever dream or whatever, like these weird characters kind of show up within the album. And visual art, for some reason, I don't really know why, but for some reason it disconnects with me.
You talk about, this idea of a fever dream. What happened? What led you to this Alien Coast?
This record was done in like March of 2020. So we've been kind of sitting on it, obviously, because of the times that we're in. And so we were like, we have to be able to really tour before we can release this record. And but before then, and I think in 2019, I had to get an emergency appendectomy, and I hadn't been in a hospital ever, I don't think, as far as, a patient. And so I like got swept up, and then I had to like stay overnight in a hospital on a morphine drip. And I was like, had all these kind of crazy thoughts and dreams. And I was thinking, oh man, I'm going to get to lay down and sleep and like enjoy myself. That is not a hospital stay, my friends.
No,
it is not. It is awful. They come in and check on you every hour or 2 hours. You're like, God, I can't, just leave me alone. But I think it kind of stemmed a little bit from that. And I was just had these kind of like fever dreams and weird kind of, fuzzy kind of ideas and things going on. And I think that kind of birthed the record a little bit. And then I knew with the demos we were making, it was going to be something different than what maybe people were used to.
How do you convey that to your bandmates and go, I've got a great idea for an album, and here's what led to it?
The guys trust me. I mean, that's really what it is. Like, I'm very fortunate that they're like, what? Because what they realize is I have to sing it. So if I don't mean it or it doesn't move me, is it really going to be that good, or am I really going to want to sing it? So they trust me for the most part. I think they definitely, I did one time write a song about Count Chocula and about how different he is, and like he can't have vampire friends because I assume Count Chocula lives off chocolate. So I mean, that one, some concepts like that, they're kind of like, I don't know,
it's a little too far.
Yeah,
we're talking to Paul from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The new album is called The Alien Coast. I want to give people a taste, if what you know might be Call Me or even Apollo, of how The Alien Coast opens up. Take a listen to this.
Long. Can you hear me up there in the sky? The fire of brimstone, the fire of brimstone. Now
that's something a little bit different. 3000 AD Mass, that's St. Paul and the Broken Bones. That's from the new album, The Alien Coast. Right away, right off the bat, you're kind of letting your like old-time fans know this is going to be a journey. Sing a little bit about fire and brimstone, get real chunky, had great guitar. How did that start to manifest itself for you guys? Because it is, it's a dramatic departure any way you slice it.
I mean, if you listen to like our first record, Half the City, and you listen to this, they're it's a totally different band. I mean, mm-hmm. you would think like what is this? And I know that upsets people at times, which is fine. I get it. Like I'm glad there's fans of that. But for me as an artist, like, do you want me to be engaged with it or not care? And that's where and it's like I'm just not the kind of person that can just do the same thing over and over again, or I'll go stir crazy.
How often does that come up in the process of making a record for St. Paul and the Broken Bones, considering your past and going, oh, it doesn't sound like you're being dismissive, but you're almost more like, no, I'm chasing the art that I want to chase and we'll figure the other stuff out later.
We joke about it. We do joke like, oh, this old timey soul record we're making. we do joke about it, but it's all in good fun. I think, and we've learned it with this record. I mean, we have an audience that is going to follow us, and they're very loyal, and they're going to take a journey with us, which I think is amazing. I think it's so great. And maybe you reach some ears that you didn't think you would. And I think that's another part of the process. I don't get too preoccupied in what's going to sell, what's not going to sell. Obviously you don't want to abandon those people. But we're still like, if you come see the show, you're going to hear Call Me. Like, you're going to hear it. Like, we're still doing the thing. Like, we're not one of those bands that's not going to play the songs. Like, we're grateful for where it got us.
We are talking to Paul Janeway. The new album from St. Paul and the Broken Bones is available now. It is called The Alien Coast. There's more we're going to get into talking about making the album. But first, we've got another live performance. And there are parts of the album that take on a more serious tone. But this one is a party. It's a banger. It's called Last Dance, and it just happens like right around the midpoint of the album, maybe a little catharsis, a little joy. I'm curious, where did the idea for the song come to you, and interestingly, where you put it on the record?
Well, it's there for a purpose. You're right. It is kind of to take the valve off a little bit. It doesn't get too dark. I was just fascinated with the idea of like, if the apocalypse is coming, which it felt like at that time. And this was pre-COVID, which is insane.
Yeah.
I was like, well, if the world's ending, let's just kind of dance it out. I kind of wanted to make like the songs in there, apocalyptic dance groove. I don't know how I fit a line like that into a song, but I did. And that's kind of sums it up. Like it's apocalyptic dance, end of the world kind of dance song.
This is Last Dance. It's St. Paul and the Broken Bones, recorded live for the World Cafe. That is Last Dance, recorded live for the World Cafe by our guests, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You can find the new album available now anywhere you get your music. It's called The Alien Coast. Paul Janeway of the band is my guest. So I am curious if you can tell our audience what the phrase The Alien Coast means, and then why you wanted to call the record that.
Well, I was reading a book about the history of the Gulf of Mexico, and so I'm born and raised in Alabama. I was reading this book, and apparently when the Spanish were coming up to the Gulf Coast, it seemed so foreign to them. They couldn't figure out, like, is this an ocean? Is this a sea? Like, what's this? And it was very mysterious. Like, really, humans should not be inhabiting this area. Now it's full of condos and sand and stuff, but like, it's really not it was a very treacherous area. And so they called it the Alien Coast. And I just notes in my phone. And if I come across a phrase or some idea, I just write it down and I put it in there. And when we were making the record, the song Alien Coast, which is the title track, it just made sense to me in like, hey, that's a part of home, but it's this mysterious entity. It feels like new territory, but it's still, you know, us. And it was just, honestly, it was just a cool phrase that I fell in love with. And I thought it was a really interesting title.
In reading the liner notes, I was surprised to find out this was actually the first album that the band recorded in Birmingham. My first inclination was, well, this had to be a COVID situation. You're recording from Birmingham out of necessity, not because you chose to, but in learning the album was recorded before the pandemic or ready to go before the pandemic. I'm curious, why did you end up deciding, all right, let's do it here?
Well, it was all just money. No.
The real answer reveals itself every answer on the show.
Just a pure business decision. No, I think for us, what was interesting is that Matt Rosbang was the producer of this record,
mm-hmm.
and having to convince him that, like, hey, we got this little studio, the whole band can't fit inside the studio. Can we record? Like, this is where we want to record. We initially were demoing there. We were demoing stuff, and we were like, well, okay. And we assumed we'll go to Nashville or Memphis or Muscle Shoals or LA or wherever we were going to go. And in that process of demoing, we're like, I think this is the place. Like, it limited us to a degree that, you know, I think only five of us could be in the control room. It had like a bunch of like synths and toys and things like that that you could experiment with. And, you know, we could do some live stuff, but like not full band. And there's not a lot of horns on the record either.
Yeah.
And it's this gritty, you know, tough kind of place. And that's Birmingham. That's our city. Like, and it just made sense. It also allowed us to put time and really experiment, which is what we wanted to do. And thank God Matt was up for that. And he was the perfect individual to handle it, because, I mean, we were doing all sorts of weird stuff. Like, you know, we'd have drum mics and PVC pipe over them and have it in the, like, just doing all sorts. I hope I'm not giving away any of his tricks, but like, we had all sorts of stuff that we were just trying to do and experiment. And doing it there allowed us that time.
We're talking to St. Paul and the Broken Bones. We're talking to Paul from the band. The new album is called The Alien Coast. How do you approach recording with the idea, of course, down the road, you're going to want to play these songs live? Was it a matter of, let's make the song we want to make, get as weird and as wild as possible, and figure out the live stuff first? Or was the consideration there when you're actually making the song as a constraint or something that focuses the band?
This is what's been really beautiful about it. All those guys are amazing musicians. Like, they're not just horn guys.
Horn
like
players.
They're, you know what I mean? Like, they're great, you know, whether it's keys or, you know, even guitar. And so what we basically did, instead of being like, oh, let's hire a bunch of musicians to come in, and they now are multi-instrumentalists. It's, they love it because, you know, I mean, the trombone is not the most attractive instrument. You know, it's really a plumbing fixture. And and now, you know, you're like, you're a keyboard player. You can say you're a multi-instrumentalist or trumpet, you know? It's like, eh. I mean, it was weird. Our trumpet player, Alan, is playing guitar on a few of the, you know, Last Dance and Minotaur. and he had to like check in his guitar stuff for a flight. And I was like, oh my God, here we are. We're like this, you know, he's like carrying his guitar around and his trumpet around. I'm like, and I think it probably helps his cool points just a little.
Oh. I would like to apologize to all of the horn players who may or may not be listening to that, but it is such a great story. I mean, it is great because you talk about the band evolving, and it's another brush for the canvas of whatever you want to do next, and knowing that you can make that adjustment from record to record. It's awesome. Who knows what the future holds, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think it's challenged them a little bit. It's challenged us a little bit. And that part's been fun, and I think you need that at where we're at right now.
On the World Cafe, we are talking to Paul from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The new album is The Alien Coast. 10 years of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. After everything we talked about, are there any lasting reflections on what this last decade has meant for you? Because clearly, you guys have gone through a lot.
It changed my life. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. Like, for the first couple years, I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do after this? And now I'm like, well, it's a career now. Like, there's a lot of people that don't work at one job for 10 years at all. And it's like, this is a job, like, this is a career. Like, this is what I do. And I, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird transition that I'm like, this is what I do. And I'm like, even if things start going really bad, we still can like decline for another 5 or so. And so I'm
so I like your optimism.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. My dad taught me a long time ago, if you don't expect anything, you won't be disappointed. So it's a really horrible way to live your life, but sure, it is what it is. But it's just crazy to think that like it's a career. This is what I do. Like, this is what I do. Like, and that's a, golly, I mean, how fortunate. I mean, how many people get to do something that they like doing? There ain't many.
There's no, like, obviously one, like, superseding rule of being in a band to end them all. But I am curious, is there anything that you've learned about what makes a band stay together or be successful that you didn't know at the beginning of this journey? Lessons learned for Paul Janeway.
Lessons, yes. What? How to not mess up a band. I have learned, for me, is to try, and this is not always the case, but it's to try your best to be open and honest. And if you do have to let people go, which is an awful thing, whether it be crew or whatever, that make sure that they hear it from you and not through some other channel or manager, to be upfront with people. I think, and also with the band, is they feel empowered because they do have ownership in it. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that if they don't have some sort of ownership or some sort of ability, they're not heard, that it ends up, you know, that's where things go awry. And so there are tough things I've had to tell the band before. There's tough things they've had to tell me. There's tough decisions we've had to make. That's what I think about most, those hard decisions that we've had to make, and try your best to do in those situations when it's hard, to try and do your best to do the right thing. Not always the case, but that's, yeah, to be open and honest is a big thing.
Paul, I appreciate that. That's a very thoughtful answer. We're talking to Paul here on the World Cafe. The new album from St. Paul and the Broken Bones is available now. It is The Alien Coast. Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak. Congrats on 10 years of the band. Congrats on the new album. And hopefully we will see you out on the road this year. Fingers crossed everything goes the way it's supposed to, right?
Man, there ain't that. I don't know if I can do it. I didn't think I could do it for 2 years, much less 3. So no, we start in March, and I mean, everything right now is looking really good. And I think all of us are kind of just ready.
Let's get into our last track. This is St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Hunter and His Hounds. Paul, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. We'll be right back.
Performance of Hunter and His Hounds. It's St. Paul and the Broken Bones from their latest album, The Alien Coast. We're back in a moment with more World Cafe.